Whitehorse in the Know, where we talk about everything Whitehorse and then some. Sponsored by MSCR. We are your hosts, Maggie and
Stella.
Today we will be talking about Saga with Miss Coyne, our art teacher and one of the Saga leaders. Let's get started.
So Miss Coyne, what is Saga?
Hi guys, so Saga is one of our awesome MSCR after school clubs. It stands for the Sexuality and Gender Alliance. It is run by me, Miss Milanese, Mr. Tice, and Mr. McClellan. And it's basically a safe space for all of the queer folks and allies throughout the school to come together and have a community and have fun and talk about important issues and work through our problems that might arise. So some days are circle days, and some days are art days. So on circle days, it's more discussion-based. We have a sort of a circle, and we talk about anything that we want to get off our chest, and we plan for certain things, like the Briar Patch fundraiser that we are doing right now. And then sometimes we have art days when we make bracelets or posters or pins and just kind of express our pride in that way.
So I heard that you mentioned Briar Patch there. What exactly is it?
So Briar Patch is a Madison organization that is really awesome. They help support at-risk youth, mostly youth that are at risk of becoming homeless or already homeless. And a lot of the time that overlaps with queer youth. So we really want to help keep our community safe, even outside of Whitehorse, and do everything we can. So we're raising money for that organization. And the really awesome part is that whatever we raise will be matched by Mr. Keppels, who is our assistant principal, by his family animal hospital. They're going to match, I think, up to $1,000. So that'll be pretty awesome in the end to see how much we can make. We're going to officially start the fundraiser next year, but everything has been prepped this year, so we're super excited.
So, Miss Coyne, how do I donate to Briar Patch?
Yeah, so if you wanted to donate right now, you could go onto the Briar Patch website. It's BRIARPATCH. And if you Google it, the website should pop right up. And there's an easy donation spot on the website. Otherwise, once we start our fundraiser, you'll be able to give us checks made out to Whitehorse Middle School, and we can donate for you.
So, Miss Coyne, what was your inspiration to start doing Saga anyway?
Yeah, so I actually started working here last year, and there was a really awesome teacher named Miss Hodgman, who actually retired last year, and she was the long-running leader of Saga. And I thought it was really interesting. A lot of students were telling me about Saga and telling me to come visit them at Saga. And it actually used to be upstairs in an eighth grade classroom and not in the art room. So after school one day, I just decided to pop in and I joined the circle. It was only like 8 or 9 people at the time. And now we have almost 30. Yeah, so it's pretty awesome that it's grown so much. And I just started coming and it was a really fun environment and an inclusive space. And I wanted to offer the services of the art room and say, like, hey, let's make posters in the art room. And they were all about it. And then slowly but surely, I just kind of became one of the leaders. Yeah.
Very cool. So if I wanted to come to Saga, how would I do that? Do I have to sign up?
No, it's actually different than some of the other clubs. You don't have to sign up. You just show up. You have to sign in when you get there. And we ask that everybody that comes signs our social contract, which was created by our Saga community. And it's a long list of things on the social contract, but essentially it's just stuff to keep it a safe space.
This has been Whitehorse in the Know. Thank you so much for joining us today, Miss Coyne.
Of course. Thank you for interviewing me.